Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you get John Clayton on the line there, Alejandro?
I did, yeah.
All right. Why'd you turn my microphone off?
He messed up.
Why would you turn my microphone off?
I just pressed the wrong button. I apologize.
Sports contributing columnist John Clayton for the Washington Post, who also hosts a radio show on ESPN in Seattle, who's probably doesn't get his microphone turned off by his producer. He is joining us right now on Hockman and Crowder. Hello, John.
Well, what'd you do in the last segment got him to turn it off? Did you do something bad?
Do you do the show out of a studio, or do you do your show out of your house?
Out of the house, although at least, about 3-4 times a week I'm over at the Seahawks, because actually it's within walking distance, and so my show goes the same time they practice from 10 to 12. And so, like today, I was over there for practice and, watching the team and seeing what they are and all the good thing about that.
Yeah, I wonder, do you ever get your microphone turned off by your producer, whether you're doing the show at the facility or at your house or whatever? Generally, you'd probably get more respect than that, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but that's the great part of me, because, when training camp isn't going on, everything's going to be in the house on an ISDN line, and there's really no microphone to turn off. Like, there's no cough button or anything else. It's good straight into the ISDN, so it's like, I guess I'm never turned off.
And,
I'm always turned on.
And you don't even need to stare at your producer in his face all day long like we're forced to. It's really the worst part
of
the job.
Well, yeah, but you got to understand, my producer, Maura Dooley, is a 5'11 former model, so it's like I don't mind. In fact, I don't get to be around her too much because she's always down in the studio. I'm here at the house. So, but it's like I take it that he's not a 5'11 former model.
No,
is
he's
that correct?
A 5'11 former male. So you wrote
male?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the microphone went off.
Yeah, I don't have time. So John Clayton wrote in the Washington Post today, and you can go to WashingtonPost.com. I happen to love their sports coverage. You wrote about the NFL and preseason games because we were talking pretty much all day long about Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen and how you navigate, having a 15-year veteran with having a second-year rookie, and would you start Ryan Fitzpatrick this Friday? Dolphins have a preseason game against the Bucs, and Brian Flores today pretty much said Fitzpatrick will start. Your whole notion in the column you wrote today for the Washington Post is you got to cut down on preseason games because the quarterbacks aren't even playing.
No, 17 quarterbacks, and again, I'm including Joe Flacco in week one because that was in the Hall of Fame game. He didn't play, but 17 coaches elected not to play their quarterbacks in the first game, and nobody among the starting quarterbacks played more than 3 series. Most of them all played 1 series, and then you see the number of players that didn't even play. Half the league took the position. It's like, we're going to treat the first preseason game like the fourth, and we're hardly even going to play any starters. And so that's where you can see the signs, not financially, but in reality. What are you doing? And then, of course, you risk injury. And that's the thing that I think is the mounting total, because, you get an injured player, let's say waived injured. The waiver wire just came out. There's probably about 4 or 5 waived injured players. Well, you're accumulating, more than $1 million, $2 million of guys that are going to be hurt there. And so are you really gaining something? Sure, the coaches love having the extra practices. Is hard enough to get the team ready for a regular season, but the collateral damage right now, and the way coaches are starting to not use their players, you can see it's time for change.
And John, we assume it's money. The players all assume it's just money. They want us to play for $250 a game and still sell tickets for normal price. What's the NFL's argument when they do go to the table about shortening the preseason?
Well, you can understand the commissioner's in the same boat. He doesn't he doesn't like the preseason. He'd rather see it go down to 2, but also he would want to see the regular season go up to 18, 17, something that they can add to it so they're not going to lose the money. I totaled up, if you go with the 106 average price of a ticket league-wide and 67.6 sold, you're talking $299 per week, $2 million per week for the 32 teams. That's you know, it's a significant chunk, and that doesn't include sponsorships. It doesn't include luxury suites and all that. So you're probably talking about they've got to make up $700 to $1 billion. They can do that with the extra game. I mean, they make big money if they were able to get the 17th week or the 18th week, but you know the players aren't going to do that.
Unless they get their fair share.
Well, they'll get their fair share. I mean, it's at the very least 47. I think they're asking for 50 right now, but you know, what's going on is that you still have stadium credits because the league wants to return to the stadium credits they overspent in the last CBA. And so I think they'll come to some agreement on that. But no, the preseason really does need to go down to two games. It's, you know, that's what most teams are doing right now, only playing their guys like about 5-6 quarters.
Sports contributing columnist John Clayton from the Washington Post is with us. We've talked a lot of Dolphins today and Miami Hurricanes. So I want to ask you a couple NFL questions since you are the professor. Kyler Murray, Crowder and I marveled at this. Like Kyler Murray, we saw a video of him over the weekend and he ran out on the field with his teammates. And I hadn't really realized just how small he is until he ran out with a bunch of NFL players. Do you think he's going to make it?
I do. I was so encouraged by what I saw on the game the other night because, and again, you hear it in practice too. He's in control. I mean, it's funny, you know, at the combine, he measured 5'10" and what was it, 3/8", where it's like 5'8", I think it was 5'10" and a quarter. And then, you know, here he was like about a few days later, he was at the NFL premiere or something like that. And he was standing next to a guy that was like 5'8", and he looked shorter. So it's like, okay, did he stretch out to get to the 5'10"? But as Russell Wilson has proven, you can now be 5'10" and be successful. And what you look at, there's so many similarities to what he can do like Russell Wilson. He can run around. He can make throws. He looks poised when he's at least standing in the shotgun trying to run things. I mean, he's smart. He's accurate. He's got a great arm. You know, I questioned at the start because I thought maybe that Dwayne Haskins was going to be the better quarterback in this draft. I think it's pretty clear right now from what we're seeing in the early stages, even though he had a bad practice yesterday, that this guy, Kyler Murray, is for real.
And, John, what's going on with Andrew Luck? Now there's something about a bone injury. He had the shoulder where he couldn't throw a, you know, NFL ball. He was throwing high school balls. What's going on with Andrew Luck right now? Because Ursay confused me this morning.
Well, he did, but of course what he did is he took a calf injury that's kept him out of just about everything so far and made it sound worse because he said there's a bone problem that's in there with the calf. And of course, you know, with the references that have been out there to Kevin Durant and the references that have been out there to Achilles injuries and everything else, you know, what you wonder about is that, and again, this is probably too serious because you know he's going to be able to play. He did well last year despite, you know, didn't have the strength totally in the shoulder at the beginning of the season. But, you know, what you wonder about is there's some kind of a, you know, little knot right next to the Achilles that's a problem. I saw Doug Peterson at the owners meeting, and you know, Doug was on crutches. And what Doug did is I said, what happened? It's like, well, I had an Achilles problem from before, and there's a little bone spur, a couple bone spurs in there. And so then he had to have surgery on it, something very similar to what Eric Berry has gone through. You know, Eric's not out there right now. So it's probably not to that degree, but Jim Irsay made it sound a little bit more urgent and bad compared to what everybody thought it was with just a calf muscle injury.
Has Antonio Brown found his helmet?
Not yet. Nope. In fact, if you can go get one for him, you know, a 9-year-old helmet from the same company, he's looking for it. And of course, if I'm that company, can't you go into storage and see if you can get a 9-year-old helmet? Only thing is, the longer he plays, he's going to have to change that helmet every year. So instead of the 10-year helmet, he wants the 9-year helmet. So he's reached out to social media and tried to get everybody to get the help on that. I don't know. He still has to get the, I guess, laser stuff to fix the frostbite on his feet. But, yeah, right now from head to toe, things aren't going too well.
Hey, John, is AB changing? Did Mike Tomlin keep him under wraps? Did John Gruden can't deal with him? Like, what's going on with Antonio Brown, big picture?
I think he's just he's been getting this way each year and kind of getting a little bit more out there. I mean, you go back a couple years ago. I mean, because remember, when you have Antonio Brown on your team, you don't have a player, you have a team, because he has a nutritionalist, he has people that, you know, social media people, and I'm talking plural, that he pays to go around with him. And if you remember, I think he had won the Facebook thing when Mike Tomlin was talking after the game.
Oh, yeah.
And doing his post-game speech. He put that out. And then, of course, he then grew to hate Ben Roethlisberger. Then he quit at halftime of one of the games. It's like it's getting worse and worse. And then, you know, here he comes in and, you know, he makes the mistake of getting the footies on and getting his feet frozen and getting blisters. And then he's so upset about the helmet, he stays away from the team. I mean, he's had no training camp. All he's been out there for is one practice run where he couldn't cut because of the bad blisters on his feet, and nobody knows for sure what day he's going to be able to start to practice. But yeah, he just keeps getting a little bit more out there each year.
It's going to be very interesting to watch what transpires in Oakland this season. John Clayton, he's a columnist for the Washington Post. We love talking to you. And on the way out here, a couple of quickies. Do you remember Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah, yeah.
That was good food, wasn't it?
It was good food, yeah. I mean, I like Kenny Rogers' perspective when it comes to hate.
You're cutting out at the most important time of the interview. We're losing you.
Oh, no, I'm not cutting out, am I?
Yeah, a little bit. It might be our producer. It might be our producer. Just
no, he turned the mic off is what happened.
Yeah, that's what he does. You remember Kenny Rogers' Roasters, it's the wood that makes it good.
Is he? Yeah, but is the producer a big fan of country? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I can't figure out whether he's coming or going sometimes. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that was released today in theaters in 1982. Would you agree that is a cinematic masterpiece?
Absolutely, 100%. Because, I mean, some of those, they seem to just carry all through the years. And that movie carried through the years. I mean, you saw those stars. They're still kind of stars from back then. They were young, but no, that was a classic movie.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My radio partner here, Channing Crowder, doesn't seem to see the merits in Fast Times at Ridgemont High or Phoebe Cates, which is patently absurd, John.
That is bad. That's not good.
Yeah, it's bad.
I got John's back. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, John's on my side on Kenny Rogers Roasters and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Thank you.
No,
remember, the food
was better than the music when before you liked him. But that's like I liked him and all the different things you do acting wise and all that. But the country, I just not big on country.
But the music has lasted. Kenny Rogers Roasters did not.
No, you're right about that. I mean, in my eyes, the Roasters would have lasted one of the country songs.
Now, at least
in to see what condition my condition is.
At least we could hear you when you were talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That was my most important thing. Your phone was cutting out. Thank you, John.
Hey, thank you.
John Clayton, he writes for the Washington Post. You can go to washingtonpost.com. He knows. He knows everything. So I know I'm right about Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I don't know.
I know I'm right.
He's just about always
Fast Times
working.
Maybe he knows.
Man.
No,
He casually watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He knows, Jack. You can read his stuff. Washington Post, washingtonpost.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.